You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here in the Right Side Studios. We indeed have the local, state, national issues, all of them, and solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, listen, I just did that whole last segment on what we call SEL learning curriculums and how in the last couple of years, really since the Biden administration got elected, there has been a flipping of the script. They have gone completely woke. They are now literally looking at things like gender identity and other things, and that's never what was intended when SEL first started, but that's where it's headed now. In the process of doing this, though, it's funny because as I'm putting this segment together, I also got a text this week from Angela McClure. Angela recently ran for the state house, and she has pivoted now because education was apparently one of her platform issues anyway, and she is now running for, I believe it's seat 3 on the Huntsville City Schools school board. She's a former Trump White House staff. She's a businesswoman, mother of two, with a vested interest, therefore, in what's going on in schools. And she's right now on the phone with us. So, Angela McClure, how are you today?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Well, thank you. And listen, Angela, you sent me a copy of this email that you got a hold of from a counselor in the Huntsville City School Systems. So rather than me just steal your thunder, why don't you tell us what the email says, first of all, and let's go from there.
Well, I received this email at an event that I was speaking at from a parent that happened to be at the event, and she received it from a counselor in her daughter's high school, and it just really talked about gender identity and how she wanted to be sympathetic to any of the students that were using pronouns for their names and identity, and it just totally shocked me. I was aware because my daughter, is in the school system that some of this might be going on, but to see it in black and white fueled my fire even more to, put an end to this nonsense.
Well, I totally agree. And I'm just going to, Angela, I mean, you didn't come on saying I want to out this person, but I'm going to do it. The lady's name is Nancy Wolf, and she's the HCS Huntsville City Schools District College Counselor. She works with Columbia High School, with Huntsville High School. I mean, she's got multiple schools that she is one of the counselors for. And she starts off by saying, "Hi, all. I'm trying to be open and inclusive with my students who prefer other pronouns and let them know I'm supportive. So including pronouns in your email signature and social media profile is an important move." Says the LGBT2+ inclusion consultant Gina Batty, and it shows you care about individuals' preferences and is a simple solution to accidental misgendering. Misgendering is getting someone's gender wrong. And then she goes ahead and makes sure she puts in her own email that she prefers to use the pronoun she, her, and hers. So that's one of our guidance counselors sending that out on her official email from the school system, I guess.
Correct.
Well, so have you had a chance to talk to anybody in the school system about this?
I have not. If the incumbents are allowing this, there's really no reason to discuss. They're obviously for this type of communication, and I am not. It's just time for change. It's time to correct this way of thinking. You know, our children are so impressionable, and if you have this type of thing going on, they're gonna think it's cool, and they're gonna choose something that they might not normally choose just to be in the fad. And this is exactly what I feel like this is. It's a fad. We need to stand up to it and keep this kind of nonsense out of our school. Our children should be learning math, English, history, and that's it. If when they become adults, if they want to call themselves a lampshade, then go ahead. But while they're in the school and while they are under the care of their parents and their minors, they should be called by their legal names, and
I agree with you. Let me jump in there real quick and just ask you. So I agree with you completely. I mean, this is absolutely, to me, it's an inappropriate email, especially to be coming. If this lady, Nancy Wolf, if this is the way she feels in life, I get it. But it would seem to me for her to do this, she must feel emboldened in some way, like this is a sanctioned thing. And so I think it's important for you and I to talk about this so the listeners can hear it in a broad sense. But I want to know who has called the school system and said, was this sanctioned? Did you know? Or for that matter, has anybody called Nancy Wolf and said, why did you do that? And is this going to be the official policy of the Huntsville City Schools? Has anybody done that at all? I think that's an important piece.
Not that I'm aware of, but I do think that the policies that they have in place now with SEL, that it's being allowed. And the teachers have been for years pretty much allowed to say anything they want in the classrooms. And I've had several incidences with my own children where inappropriate things were said in the classroom about their personal mental health and reported it to the principal. You should just keep your personal life personal. Your personal life, your personal beliefs, the teachers are not their friends. They are the teachers, and it should stay that way.
Well, and I agree, there's an air of professionalism is what you're talking about that's missing in that regard. Now, I'll go ahead and say right now, I've had family members that were employed in the Huntsville City School System, and they didn't fall in line with this. I mean, they would be the first to say that they would reject this and be very uncomfortable if they were told they had to do it. But that being said, I think it's going to be real key that we take note of whether leadership approves of this or not. And that's the question I have. Now, I do know this. Leadership within the Huntsville City School System is apparently okay with the No Place for Hate curriculum, which encourages the use of gender pronouns that the kids want to use and even encourages not telling the parents because it might make for too uncomfortable of a conversation at home. I find that to be very troubling. That curriculum is still available and still in use in the Huntsville City School System. Have you ever looked at that?
Correct. You're absolutely right. And that's saying, you know, that the policies that are in place now are allowing this, and that's referring to. So I think that people that believe the ideology are going on the present policies, that's appropriate communication. So, you know, we need new leadership. The incumbents have dropped the ball, and time to put new leadership in there to keep our children safe and focus on our education. We are 47th in education right now. It's absolutely ridiculous that we have fallen so behind, and we need to focus on that, not this ideology of making sure everybody's comfortable with their pronoun name.
I totally agree. Well, Angela, I tell you what, I appreciate your time today, and thank you for bringing that email to my attention. I would encourage you to take a direct, you know, shot towards the Huntsville City Schools and ask them what they're doing about this. But in the meantime, I'll also be doing the same thing. But in the meantime, tell folks where they can find out more about you if they want to know. You're a candidate running for what, seat 3, I believe, on the school board. Is that right?
Correct. Seat 3, City Schools. And the best place to go is my Facebook page, and follow me there. All this information is on my newsreel. I also have a website. It is my State House website, but my bio is on there. You can learn about me and my background. But I just encourage everybody. We had really low voter turnout selection, and I just really, our children are our most important asset. I just really encourage everybody to please take a few minutes at your lunch, go vote on August 23rd, and let's take care of the kids.
All right. Well, Angela, I think we're losing the signal, but I appreciate you very much, and thanks for calling in. And thanks for what you're doing, getting out there and putting your name in the ring. All right, that's Angela McClure. She is running in the Huntsville City School System for seat three, bringing to our attention the fact that, you know, we even have a, here I am talking about SEL and the fact that there's wokeness being perpetrated in our schools. And then you look at one of the best school systems in the state, the Huntsville City Schools, is a very good school system. I'm a product of the Huntsville City School System, graduated from Grissom High School. But you look at it and you go, okay, why does a guidance counselor feel it necessary to send out an email telling everybody what the LGBTQ activists recommend with regards to the use of pronouns and misgendering? That's not the role. You're a college guidance counselor. And Ms. Wolf, if you'd like to come on the show and talk about it, love to hear from you. But in the meantime, folks, I'm just telling you, that's not what we want to be seeing in our schools. By and large, that is not what the populace of this community is looking for. All right, folks, we're going to take a break right now. We will come back from that break and start moving towards the next part of the Triple Dipper. Also going to set aside the Dipper just for a minute and talk to Brian Taylor, who's going to call in at 3:30. Is there going to be a continued challenge to the election results of House District 2? It may, sure enough. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll tell you all about it. Stay tuned.